Hello, it's September 22nd, 2005, and this is a special update. I'm Andy Mack, your host for this precast special, bringing you a report on the imminent launch of the full Mayan calendar cast coming later this month. In MCC, we're going to be giving you a detailed understanding of the calendrical system of the Maya. Listening to this podcast, you'll be able to get a clear picture of what the Mayan calendar is and why it holds such vital storehouse of information for people all around the world right now. The Mayan calendar didn't just apply to the ancient Maya. This system, yes, it served as a sacred and centering core for an entire civilization for over 1,000 years, but it's too broad and too precise an instrument to have been created for only one civilization, and the Maya knew that. From its very beginnings, the sacred calendar system of the Maya was not about when to plant and when to harvest. They did have a specific calendar for that called the Hab, but the center point of the true Mayan calendar is the Tun, a 360-day cycle, and the Dzogchen, a 260-day cycle, which interlock. Now, we'll be giving you more detail on how these calendars work together in tandem and what a tune-based system is and how vital it is for you, for me, for the whole planet. As the knowledge of the ancient Mesoamericans grew, so did their ability to put into place the most explicit record of the evolutionary journey of everything that exists everywhere. Now, our calendar today is about nothing more than a way to keep track of endless repeating cycles of time. At best, it gives us a sense of sameness. At worst, it gives us no sense of hope. It tells us how old we are, when to pay our bills, when to go to school, when to go to work, what holiday may be coming up. But in such a system as the Gregorian calendar represents, the future can be no different than it is today. Our calendar, the one our entire society, in fact the whole world, is attached to, is a hopeless repeat of every day, with no end and no beginning. Through it, we have no sense of going anywhere, and we're all at the mercy of a constant struggle that it represents. The Mayan calendar, on the other hand, is best described like this. Quote, "The sacred scientific study of the origin, nature, structure, and evolution of the universe." End quote. In other words, it details a real and present cosmology, one that builds bridges in all directions. It offers us a coherent picture that gives us an opportunity to make better choices. Now, don't misunderstand. The evolution of creation is not within our power to change or manipulate in any way. It will unfold as it will, without our consent. However, we do get to choose how we will act within the winds of change. Will you sail with the wind to your back and land in safe harbor? Or will you fight the winds of creation itself and suffer? That choice truly is each of ours as individuals and collectively. Isn't it a good idea to have as much information as you can get your hands on about which way the winds of the evolution of creation are blowing? Now, have you ever actually thought about the fact that evolution is still going on? That you and I are still evolving as human beings? That the planet is still evolving? The solar system, the galaxy, the universe, everything. everything is still evolving. It's just that we are so close to it, like a fish in water. We're not really aware of it. We're so close. In this podcast, you're going to be learning about the details. You're going to be learning how this calendar works, but also how vital it is to tune our lives to something other than hopelessly repeating cycles. We can learn about these winds of change, and we have this incredible instrument that's been around for thousands of years to give us guidance. Now I'll ask you a question. What if the residents of Houston at this very hour didn't have someone telling them a storm was coming and so they should seek higher ground? 100 years ago, residents of Galveston didn't have that kind of a warning. They celebrated the cool winds that came in on at the end of a long hot summer. In fact, children were playing in the flooded streets. All of this hours before great destruction would take the lives of thousands, and they didn't have a clue. The Mayan calendar is a precision instrument that can tell us where we've been, where we are now, and where we're likely to go. The revolution of the Earth around the Sun, or stars moving around solar systems, can only explain cyclical repeating phenomena, but it cannot tell us about evolution. By comparison, even astrology is minor, insignificant, compared to the information available to us now in this most ancient system of the Maya. 1,000 years ago, civilizations as a whole described their world through myth. We today describe our world mostly through science. Well, at least we think so. We somehow think, though, that these are very different modes of thinking. But is that really the case? Isn't it vital at this point in our history to examine myth and science together? Through our push to gain scientific understanding, we have uncovered many new and exciting facts. But we couldn't miss the purpose of knowing the facts without myth to give the facts meaning. The knowledge base of modern science has become so fragmented that in the absence of ancient myth, it's almost impossible to make use of it for the creation of a worldview that is truly whole. That is a quote from The Mayan Calendar by Carl Johan Kalman. Now, we're going to be talking a lot about Kalman's books and about what this man, this Swedish microbiologist who has taken his education in science and applied it to the Mayan calendar. It's pretty amazing what he has discovered. And of course, we're going to get into all of those details in the MCC. The Mayan calendar is scientifically precise, but it is also spiritually tuned. I have a lot more to say here in about 2 seconds. Just want to let you know first, before I move on, that you're listening to AirstreamRadio.com. Radio. You can find us on the web at www.airstreamradio.com. We invite you to visit the website and hit the forum. Chat with us, ask questions, make suggestions, rant, rave, do whatever feels right to you. Come and check it out. The airstreamradio.com website is available to you 24 hours a day. Now, there's another thing I want to let you know. As we get into the Mayan calendar cast, hot and heavy, certainly it's coming very, very soon before the end of this month, the official full podcast will be started. You are going to want to sign up for the Air Radio Heads. I'm sorry, did I say that right? Yes, Airheads Radio. I don't know which it is. It's Air Radio Heads e-zine. Oh, goodness, it's early. What time is it? Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. Okay, so the Air Radio Heads e-zine is so that you can receive supplemental material for the Mayan calendar cast. This is really crucial. It is the best way for us to get this information to you. It's easy for you, it's easy for us, it's easy to keep track of what goes out, and only our subscribers will have access to that material. So go do that now and prepare. All right. So to continue, in the podcast, there are many different sections. World Watch section is one of them, and that's where we'll be talking about what's going on out there in the big wide world and how it correlates to the information we get from the Mayan calendar. I have a question. How do you put 7 major hurricanes in 1 year into perspective? In one place, and that's in the southeast part of the United States. How do you put 2 of the largest hurricanes on record occurring in less than a month make sense? What do you do with that? What about a tsunami that is caused by one of the biggest earthquakes in the past 50 years? Now, without a roadmap to the cycles of evolution, without a sense of where we are right now and what's to be expected of this point in our journey and for the next 6 years, it's easy to fall prey to fantastical interpretations that lead to fear, to panic, to a sense of hopelessness or doom. A great deal of New Age literature exists to make that point clear. In the last 2 months, just a few of the headlines from around the world include an evacuation of 800,000 people as a tsunami slams into East China. Last year, the disastrous earthquake in the Indian Ocean. Every country around the world is being affected by changes in weather, and there are significant changes in the activity of our sun. Now, that's what we get on the evening news, but there are other more subtle and more significant changes in the minds and hearts of people everywhere. We're all waking up to a different way of seeing the world around us. Rather than viewing ourselves as we once did, as only part of a nation, we're beginning to see ourselves as part of a larger global community, and we're starting to act like it. Large masses of people are beginning to awaken to the idea that taking care of our planet is actually important. On September 22, 2005, one of the largest protest marches ever to take place in Washington, D.C., will happen. People in every nation are demanding truth as a top priority, ethical behavior and honest dealings. It's happening in small towns, and it's happening in the UN. Does the Mayan calendar give us information about all these things? You bet. It's all there. And if you're ready to know more about why a calendar that's been counting time for as far back as 16.4 billion years, why it comes to an end, October 28th, 2011? Well, you need to subscribe to this podcast and join the Air Radio Heads e-zine today. Now, before I end today's special update, let me remind you to think thankful thoughts. Lift your thoughts to the highest possible level. Many people are suffering. Many people are facing challenges. Your single effort to put your best foot forward may be the one bit of energy they need to keep going forward. It has been a pleasure to share this moment with you. What I'd like to say in closing is that Jag and I are looking very forward to meeting you right here on Mayan Calendar Cast later this month. When it's out, full, on happening, hot and heavy. Until then, peace to you. Peace across the nation, across and around the world. This is Andy Mack for Mayan Calendar Cast and Airstream Indie Radio.